This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, news we've been expecting, but we just don't want to keep hearing about it. Today we're being told that the San Andreas Fault is locked, loaded, and ready to roll, as experts are predicting a huge earthquake is supposed to happen sometime soon. This locked and loaded, I mean, we all, you know what that means, and boy, does it get our heart pumping. Now, usually locked and loaded gets us excited. You know, we're like, all right, good, I'm ready, I'm locked and loaded, ready to roll. In this particular case, this could be very, very scary. Now, to remind all of you, the San Andreas Fault is one of California's most dangerous and the state's longest fault. They say for Southern California, the last big earthquake to strike the Southern San Andreas Fault was in the Superman movie, the original Superman movie, where Lois Lane and was in a car and started to fault, right? Okay? And then Superman had to become a railroad track, and then Superman had to spin the earth backwards. Did I ruin the movie for you guys? Did I ruin the Superman movie from the 1970s for you guys? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Superman in the original movie in the 70s flies super fast to make the earth turn backwards, to turn back time so the San Andreas Fault earthquake doesn't happen. Okay, Hoover Dam starts, little Jimmy was on Hoover Dam, and Hoover Dam starts to fall, and then, yeah, okay, anyway, let's go back. But the real last big earthquake to strike the Southern San Andreas was in 1857. That was a magnitude 7.9 earthquake, and it ruptured 185 miles between Monterey County and the San Gabriel Mountains near L.A. Now, it's been quiet, and according to Thomas Jordan, I know, knock on wood, according to Thomas Jordan, director of the Southern California Earthquake Center, too quiet. He says the springs on the San Andreas system have been wound very, very tight. Not like water springs. He's talking about like springs, like boing, those springs. And the southern San Andreas fault in particular looks like it's locked, loaded, and ready to go. Other sections of the San Andreas Fault are also far overdue for a big quake. Further southeast of the Cajon Pass, such as San Bernardino County, the fault has not moved substantially since an earthquake back in 1812. And then further southeast toward the Salton Sea, it's been quiet since 1680 and 1690. Yeah, I guess we had people here documenting that. Back in the 1680s or 1690s. All right, so here's the problem, they say, and this is being reported by the LA Times. Scientists have observed that based on the movement of tectonic plates, with the Pacific plate moving northwest of the North American plate, earthquakes should be relieving about 16 feet of accumulated plate movement every 100 years. Yet the San Andreas has not relieved stress that has been building up for more than a century. And no, Xanax is not going to do it. Jordan said it's important that California focus on becoming resilient to a potential huge earthquake. I guess board up the windows. I don't even know. They're expecting one as strong as a magnitude 8. He's already praised Los Angeles' plan to require earthquake retrofits on apartment and concrete buildings that was pushed into law by Mayor Eric Garcetti. So they say it's remarkable that this happened. We know politically how different it is to make these kinds of changes, and so they also need to strengthen their vulnerable aqueduct systems and its telecommunications network. I don't know if more people are worried about falling into the crack of San Andreas or worried about not being able to access their cell phone. Now, a 2008 U.S. Geological Survey report warned that a magnitude 7.9 earthquake on the southern San Andreas Fault would cause more, now this is not good, 1,800 deaths, 50,000 injuries, $200 billion in damage, and severe long-lasting disruptions. The sewer system, get this alone, could be out of commission for 6 months. This earthquake could cause shaking for nearly 2 full minutes, the strongest shaking in Coachella Valley, Inland Empire, Antelope Valley. See, I drive through there all the time. Every time I hit the coast from Vegas, you drive the I-15 south, and you go through these. And they say it could send pockets of strong shaking into areas where sediments trap shaking waves into the San Gabriel Valley and East L.A. So, apparently, the 1857 quake that had been estimated at 7.9 became known as the Fort Tejon quake. And I guess it barreled south on the San Andreas for 185 miles.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
That was so delicious. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm eating some leftover food. I went to a Greek restaurant. Wow. I really like rice. Okay, and I got to stop that because there was some lamb thing. So I have the lamb and the rice. You know, I like rice and meat dishes, like arroz con pollo, things like that. We have chicken and rice, or you have beef and wild rice. This is some lamb and Greek rice, and oh my God, that was so good. Now I got to wait to eat because I have to be on air. It's okay. I will finish the rest. You know, it's smart. When you eat slower, it's smart because then you eat less. But, man, I could gobble this stuff up. Tom, can you smell it? It smells really good, huh?
Nom, nom.
Yeah. I love Greek food. Wow. Gives me a lot of gas, though.
Oh, the Euros? Oh.
Oh!
They've got a Greek place down. I absolutely hate malls, but they've got one in Burnsville, and they've got this Greek place in the food court, and you could put 1,000 baby seals between me and it, and I will go through the mall for
a euro. Oh, I would too. There's something about meat being on a big stick, and you're cutting sticks of meat. I love the idea of stick meat, and euro
meat
looks like
stick?
That. Yeah,
or wrapped in a pita.
But the strips of it, it's just strips of long meat. I'm sorry if there's any vegans listening or vegetarians, but I really, really love meat.
We've got that place, I told you about that taco place down the road where they've got, where meat. They have the rotisserie for the pork and the beef, and they'll just shave it off and throw it on the grill right there in front of you. Oh, my God.
No, I'm not supposed to eat pork, but I can relate. It sounds really yummy.
Oh, they got the beef, the chicken, the anything you want, and it's amazing. And the taco truck's parked outside my house. I have the greatest food experience.
Smells good.
Right on
taco truck smells so good. Oh. You know, I had a neighbor that was planting a garden, and she had, like, flowers and all that. And I was like, oh, no. Please, just put a taco truck out there, please. I love that. Anyway, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials and helping me get all hungry for breakfast and lunch. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I can't stand when you're pregnant or you have kids, and all of a sudden there's these calculations, and they go, well, this is going to help you calculate how tall your kids are going to be. And that doesn't make a lot of sense, because I see my friends, and their kids are all grown up, and they're all different sizes. You know, you have two sons, one shorter than the other, okay? However, in my family, I think it actually hit this calculation on the head. So for those of you who want to know how tall the grandkids are going to be, or, you know, if this predicted correctly, very, very interesting. Okay, so there's been a formula around since the 1970s, and they say younger siblings tend to be a little bit shorter. Now, this is really, really important, because I got two boys. I got Stone and Brock. Okay, Stone is the one that came out first, okay, and then came Brock, and Stone is a real jerk to Brock. Stone got big fast, and he's taller than Daddy. He's like now 6'1". I think he's 6'1", 6'2". I don't know. He doesn't let me measure him. He also's got like this, you know, Jewish fro thing. This, you know, he's got, you know, so that also adds about 5 extra inches to his height. And so they're tighter curls, but he's a big kid. And here's little brother, you know, waiting for puberty to explode so he could get taller. And he's getting taller. And Stone is like, he's not going to beat me, Mom. I'm going to be taller. And I'm a little nervous about that, because I really need little boy, little brother Brock to, you know, spike up and kick big brother's butt. I mean, Stone is 16 years old. He has been hurting for a butt whooping ever since Brock was born. And my husband and I have been waiting very patiently for Brock to get big enough to give him that butt whooping. Because I can't do it. Stone's bigger than me. And now he's bigger than Daddy. So we're like, somebody needs just all our hopes. You know what, my mom? Mother's Day's coming up. Oh, I know. I got to get you guys all prepared for Mother's Day. Lord have mercy. Yeah, Mother's Day's coming up. And so, you know, when I need to sick somebody on Sony, I call my mom, because there is nobody more scary on this earth than my mother. So you're right. You're right. I do have a go-to. But anyway, okay. So let's take a look at this here. Okay. All right. Sorry. So the formula has been in use since the 1970s. Really, really groovy, dude. And it was revealed in the New York Times that it predicts that most children will reach a height somewhere within a very small range that can be estimated by the average control heights of their parents. So how does it work? So with boys, okay, you add the heights of both of their parents. But remember, it's got to be in inches. Okay, so let's say Dad is 6 feet. You're going to have to convert the feet to inch. No calculator, guys. Come on, no calculator. How many inches are in a foot? 12. So 6 feet, 12 times 6 is 72. Okay, so Dad, let's say, is 72 inches. Stop the giggling. Honestly, come on, people. No wonder you failed in math if you were making jokes like this in class. Okay. So for the boys, okay, so hubby, my husband's about 6 feet, and I'm 5'6". Once I went, you know, from a B cup to a D cup, I shrunk a size because it hunches me over. But genetically, I'm 5'6", and now I'm starting to shrink because the disc drying up and things like that. But that's neither here nor there. Your discs in between your vertebrae start to dry up, and then you start to lose your height. I've already dropped a half an inch, you know, which is, so I'm getting shorter while my boys are getting bigger. I'll still whoop their butts if I have to. So anyway, okay, so me, if I was technically 5'6", at my highest height, okay, 5'6", let's do the math, 5 times 12 is 60, plus 6 is 66. Oh, my waist size. Okay, so 66, so this is what you do. You add the heights of both parents, so 66 plus 72 is 138, am I right about that? Then you divide that by 2. Okay, so 138 divided by 2 is what, 79? So my son is going to be 79 inches, or that's 6'5". Oh, no. That makes no sense. He's not going to be 6'5". Okay, let me do this again. Okay, so you add the heights. Oh, you add the heights plus an extra 5 inches. And then you divide it by 2. That still doesn't make it better. Okay, hold on. I got to figure this out. I'm so sorry. Okay, so my husband's 72. I'm 66. So that makes us 138. I really do need a calculator. Add 5 to that. So 138 plus 5 is 143. Divide that by 2. 143 is now 71.5. So my son is going to be 5'11.5". Okay, now let's say I had daughters. What you do is you add the heights of both parents, and then you minus 5 inches. So if my husband and I had a daughter, it should be ugly. I got to tell you, man, with my looks and my husband's looks, that a girl, if we gave birth to a girl, she would be ugly, which is why we stopped having kids. You know, we make good-looking boys, but the girl, she would have so much facial hair, it's not even funny. Okay, anyway, so you add both the heights of the parents, then you minus 5 inches. Okay, so again, I'm 66, my husband's 72, so that's 138, minus 5 is 133. You divide that by 2, and you get 67, right? 133 divided by, no. Did I say 133? This is so hard. 2, carry the 6, 13, 6, 5'6". But she'd be 5'6.5". Who cares? You know, I don't have a daughter. Who cares? Okay, so anyway, they say these predictions are by no means. Okay, I gotta figure this out. Hold on a second. Okay, so my mom was 5'6", so she was 66. My dad was that. Yeah, it worked for me because I was 5'6". Okay, very good. So, anyway, they say the predictions are by no means completely reliable, and environmental factors and nutrition. I still believe drinking coffee as a kid makes you short. I don't know why I believe that. You know how some kids, they're just short, and their parents are tall. And we're like, did you drink coffee as a kid? They said, yeah. Is that crazy? Where did that come from? Does anybody know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If any of you know, or 1-877-362-3254, where did that come from? Drinking coffee as a kid will make you short. I don't get that at all. All right, and then let me see here. All right. Oh, okay. How they figured this out, guys, is they studied 8,700 pairs of Finnish twins. They conducted this study back in 2000, and they found that genetics accounted for 78% of height in adult men and around 75% in women. But children born to the same couple may not always be the same height. So younger siblings tend to be a little shorter. Another thing they do is you double a boy's height at age 2 and a girl's height at 18 months. I don't even know what my height was at 18 months. Most children will reach an adult height within 4 inches of that estimation. One thing, though, I can tell you is if your kid's shoes stop growing in size, like if your kid, I think my kid's been a size 13 shoe now for 2 years, he's not going to grow taller. When the feet stop growing in size, usually that's when you stop growing taller. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license. license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, little pieces of rice in my teeth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My mom would always yell at me, "You have food in your teeth. You need some dental floss now." Mom, we're in the middle of Ralph's. It's a grocery store. I can't really just find dental floss, open up the package, and dental floss your teeth right now. Like, we're in the middle of the restaurant. We're in the middle of the grocery store. Well, Mother's Day's coming up, guys. I know. Listen, some of us, our mothers aren't alive anymore. And again, my condolences for that. But you got a wife, okay? So you got to celebrate Mother's Day anyway. And it's difficult because, you know, it's your Sunday. I mean, you know how... I look so forward to my Sundays. I really do. I mean, remember, I never really had a day off, so Sunday was when I get to caught up and do everything, you know, and get stuff done. So I have a million things to do on Sunday. And talking to my mother is not something that I really, really want to do. And I love my mom. I love her. But we got to be honest here. Okay, we got to be honest here. None of us really want to talk to our mothers, okay? And many of us don't want to talk to the wives. And, you know, but it does get you a lot of brownie points. And so the incentive for a lot of guys and girls to celebrate Mother's Day or to go through the whole rigmarole is it gets you some brownie points. And I got to tell you something. The reason why you guys don't hate Mother's Day like you think you should is because mom is usually in a good mood. Wifey is usually in a good mood. It's their day. So this is a great time to get what you want. You know, when your wife goes, honey, you made for me such a beautiful Mother's Day. I can't believe it. And go, you know, no, it's okay. It's okay. You know, I've been selfish, you know, asking you to get the new sports package, you know, on cable. And I can't believe how I always ask you for stuff. No. You know what? You do deserve that sports package. I'm the one that's wrong. No, please. You go ahead and purchase it. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. That's the way I do it. Okay, so I found, you know, because I got to buy something for my mom. 40 that was rice spewing out. 40 perfect Mother's Day gifts under $50. Under $50, okay? My budget was 25, but maybe I could cut some of these in half. One, they say personalize a necklace with your mom's birthstone. Okay? You could get a personalized birthstone necklace for $18. Huh. There's a bracelet you could get that is customized with the coordinates of a place that holds a special meaning. So let's say your mommy, okay, or your wife, okay, you know, because and all of a sudden it's like Valentine's Day all over again for if it's for your wife. Let's say you had a very special moment with your mom, okay? There's a bracelet that has latitude and longitude. I don't know if, you know, moms really like that kind of stuff. But it's cool because remember, moms want to know there was some thought. They want to know you're thinking about them. A handsome clutch. Handsome clutch. Usually women don't use that term handsome for their purses. But anyway, sometimes a clutch purse is really nice. Maybe you can monograph it or something. Decor pillows, like throw pillows. So if, you know, you feel like you need to throw something at your mom whenever you come over, the pillows were already bought and they're already there. So I thought, throw a pillow. I've thrown a pillow at my mom. I'm like, stop talking. It's been 4 hours already. Gosh, if I wanted to hear somebody go on and on and on and on, I would just listen to my, you know, replays of my show. A memory keeper. You got to be careful with that. I don't get my mom any memory keepers because there's a lot of people who have died. We don't really have that many relatives left alive. And so, you know, she'll kind of get upset and start to cry. So with us, and we really don't like to remember our past. We like to really hold it back deep, and don't let anybody bring it back. And so, yeah, that's a no there. Keychain. Sometimes a real nice keychain for mom. And a lot of us, we don't do keychains because we think it's old. But here's the thing. A new keychain is a lot of times very energetic. You know, I mean, I have like, gosh, I think I had an Isis and Shazam keychain, and I finally changed that out. No, then I changed it to a Dukes of Hazzard. Then I changed it to a MacGyver. So I've had a MacGyver keychain for the longest time, and now I finally have a Minion. And I got to tell you, I feel so current and so young because now I have a Minion, whereas, you know, MacGyver used to be my keychain. You could get her very pretty nail polish colors, a very pretty iPhone case. You could get her a notebook that has her name on it, mom, a letter holder. So when she gets letters, there's a little, you know, wine cups. Let's say your mom's a lush and she likes to drink a lot. But you want to, this is what you do though, okay? If you think your mom drinks too much because she likes to drink out of the fishbowl goblets, get her smaller goblets. You could, you know, it's like you could engrave it saying mommy's sippy cup or something like that. And make them kind of small, and they're nice. They're like stemless mommy wine glasses, $14.99 each. You could get a Bed Bath and Beyond. Very, very smart buy. And then you limit the alcohol she's drinking. Pillbox. No. An interlocking serving dish set. Yeah, sometimes my problem is I don't really like my mom's cooking. So if I buy her a dish set, she's going to want to cook and use the dish set. So that's a big no on our end. Let's say your mom wears rings. There's a ring dish. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I don't have jewelry. Apparently, women have a dish on their in their bathroom to put rings on. I thought you would, like, stick it on a spoke or something. Put your rings. I don't really have rings. I don't wear a lot of jewelry. So, anyway, that's something you could do that's cheap. A leather heart change purse, because moms always have change. A chocolate overload gift trunk from Taste Trunks. That's $45. That's starting to get a little pricey there. I don't know if I would want to go all the way to that. Okay, here's the thing. We could go on and on. This is being reported, though, by Women's Day. So thank you for these inexpensive ideas. A reed diffuser, I guess if your mom likes incense and things like that. A leather glass case, a nail care set, a flower arrangement book, a personalized heart pendant, a funny coffee mug. My mom would not like a funny coffee mug. She'd be like, that's cheap. So you got to make it. Okay, so this is what you do. And I've told you guys this all. Okay, what you have to do is, again, what moms or wives want isn't something very, very expensive. Well, my mom wants something expensive. But she wants to know that you're thinking of her and that you put a lot of thought, which is why gift cards are not the best idea, but that's what I end up just giving because I just don't have time. What you do is, let's say your mom likes to cook. Very inexpensive. Get a $5.99 cookbook, okay, of either, you know, pastries or whatever she wants to learn. Get a basket. You could get some of these baskets for $5, Michael's or whatever, okay? You're already up to about $10.99. Put some spices or some seasonings or flours or flour, cooking flour or the, you know, cake decoration stuff. So you get a pastry book with a bunch of cake decoration stuff and a little spatula. And make a little basket, you're able to do that under $20. And you can make a big-looking basket for pretty nice. Now, I told you guys, like Home Depot, whenever you got to shop for Dad, all right? And Dad's really into tools, okay? Get him a black sack, black tool sack, okay? He opens it up, and it's stocked full of tools. Nails, nuts, bolts, screwdriver, wrench, Allen wrench. They all like their Allen wrenches. My husband gets so mad at me. I need an Allen wrench. You need Allen's wrench? He's down the street. Go get yourself. No, an Allen wrench. Like Allentown? I don't know Allentown. I live on the west. Huh? I'll just get it myself. But anyway, things like that. Okay, and you know what? You could even, a gardening thing, right? You know, get a gardening book, get a basket, put a whole bunch of gardening tools in there and some seeds, right? Easy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
See?
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have asked me what is going on with Hillary's voices, and one of you asked me about Bernie's voice. You're noticing changes in the voice, and you don't think it's voice strain. Yeah, I've picked up on that too. And Hillary is sounding more and more hoarse, kind of a deeper hoarse, which is very, very difficult. I mean, I got to tell you, on either side of the aisle, That's tough to publicly speak, you know, day after day. But you see, me, I get to speak at a studio. So I don't have to yell. I know it sounds like I'm yelling at you guys, but I don't have to yell. When you do these, when you go on the political, cycle of a stage and you do these, the circuit, I should say, you know, you need to yell. You need to go, well, we're going to do, you notice Trump doesn't yell. He doesn't. If you notice, he makes everybody get quiet when he talks. You know, he's like, I don't know why Cruz is, you know, bringing out a vice president. I don't know why he's this. You know, he doesn't yell at the end. Maybe like, so let's make America great again. And he's done. He doesn't lose his voice. Well, he knows. He's been in TV. Yet Hillary, then deal me in. Now, and again, it's very emphatic. It's very, I kind of like a little bit of yelling. I do. It's old school. But something's going on with their voice. And so one had suggested they were a quote-unquote super horse, and you hear the voice strain. Being in radio and being in the media, you know, it's all about staying hydrated and making sure you have voice rest and using humidifiers to make sure the air you're breathing is. But I got to tell you, I'm noticing hoarseness much more in this particular election cycle than I have before. Not so much with Bernie. I didn't notice that. You guys did. But with Hillary, it's a little concerning. So I'm not sure what's going on with the back of her throat. I would definitely urge her to get that looked at and to be put on some voice rest just to make sure she hasn't damaged her vocal cords. All right. You can't have a president that sounds hoarse or sounds like she has a sore throat or sounds like she has a laryngeal mass. So that has to be looked at. And I know the campaign trail, Bernie has not let up. He's still there. So, oh, very interesting. There was a story. I got to look it up. Did you guys hear about this? There was a story where there was a tow truck. And he was called out on a call. I got to find the story. I think it was in North Carolina or South Carolina? Apparently there was a tow truck called out, and the car had a Bernie Sanders sticker on there. And the gentleman who was going to serve the car with the sticker decided not to, and actually refused service. Because he said a Bernie Sanders supporter doesn't pay. That more often than not, when he deals with socialist type, I'll give you his quote when I get it, type, I guess, supporters, they turn around and not pay, and he doesn't want to get burned. And by burned, he said with an E. So this is very interesting. Kenneth Stoop or Shoop? There he is, Shoop. So he was called to pick up a woman stranded on the I-26 in Asheville on Monday. When he saw a bunch of Bernie Sanders stuff, he said he told the woman very politely that he couldn't tow her car because she was obviously a socialist and advised her to call the government for a tow. Oh, whoa. All right. Every business dealing in recent history with a socialist-minded person, I have not gotten paid. Every time I deal with these people, I get burned with an E and not a U. Shoop runs Shoop Max Towing in Traveler's Rest, said he is a conservative Christian who supports Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Shoop says he has drawn a line in the sand not to do business with Bernie Sanders supporters. Bernie is running for president in 2006. Okay, we know that. Okay, let me see. He goes, I respect their beliefs, and I hope they respect my views. The woman's mother was upset, posted an angry message. Trump's motto, make America great again, and this kind of divisive behavior is not going to make America great again. There's an attorney, Greenville attorney Steve Summer. He weighed in on the situation saying, we may not like it, we may not agree with it, but I don't believe any laws were broken. Unlike, I guess, race, sexuality, religion, political affiliation is not a protected class. As long as there is no contract between the driver and the tow trucking company, and there's no legal obligation for the truck company to pick her up. Now, this is pretty significant. I mean, we know there's been discrimination on many different counts, and many of us have felt discrimination based on political leaning. okay? And it's very easy for somebody to figure out your political leaning. Very easy to tell on Facebook, very easy to tell on Twitter. Very easy, you know, if you hear the name Clinton and cringe, or if you hear the name Trump and cringe, they got a pretty good idea, right? They say the word Obamacare, and if you correct them and go, it's the Affordable Health Care Act, they already know what side of the aisle you're on. If you say Obamacare and the other person goes, don't get me started, then you know what side of the aisle. So it's you know, in the older days, you never talked religion, you never talked politics, you just didn't, you know, because get into that because there'd always be fights. Well, now it's, people don't care, they're just very open about it. And so, you know, if this girl's a Bernie Sanders supporter, good for her for being open, and good for her for, you know, showing that she cares about the political process, good for him for having a Trump banner in his yard, which he did. But there's a different issue here. And we see this in medicine also. The issue he brought up is he's not going to get paid based on the political affiliation of the client. Now, unfortunately, we've seen this in medicine. I can't tell you how many patients I was seeing, and I don't want to call this a political leaning, but I can't tell you how many patients who had Medicaid that, I guess, accidentally got a bill or the Medicaid didn't go through for them. They were Medicaid pending, so they had a bill, wouldn't pay it. I diagnosed AIDS in a kid, HIV in a child, who was having issues that nobody else found. I found it. Mom got a $20-some bill, refused to pay it. Now, you don't want to stereotype, but this is how, unfortunately, business owners, when they only get, let's say, you know, five options, opportunities to do business, okay, in a day, and there is a high, I guess, history of non-pay from a group of people, unfortunately, that group of people is going to start getting discriminated against. And this is another reason why Medicaid is not taken by a lot of doctors. When the government doesn't pay and the patient doesn't pay, or they're Medicaid pending, I remember I was working somewhere and they would not take a Medicaid pending. Because if Medicaid didn't come through, the patient never pays. And this was something they were talking about 20-some years ago. And you're like, really? And that doesn't have anything to do with political leaning. I mean, there's Republicans on Medicaid. There's Democrats on Medicaid. There's, you know. But the concern that you know, when right now, businesses don't have a lot of options when they're trying to stay afloat. So trying to triage or profile to see if they could get paid is not illegal at this point. So I'm surprised the tow truck company looks like they don't get paid. It looks like doctors, they have to do their service and hope they get paid later. That's fascinating because I thought, you know, if you want to pay for a tow, you got to come out with the money or you got to give them the AAA card. So it's scary. And unfortunately, and we're going to be talking about this more, less and less doctors are taking Medicaid. And you're going to be basically discriminated against because you are a part of an insurance company that many times doesn't pay the doctor, and many times patients don't pay either. So it's very frustrating for those of you that are innocent. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.